Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 1041 FM, KMOX.
Graybar Sports Open Live this evening on KMOX. Nate Gatter with you in for Matt Pauly. And we will be talking sports until 8 o'clock this evening. We got a fun show coming up. Producer Kyle Sixta is with me in our downtown studio. Josh Schertz, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens men's basketball team, will be with us. He's coming up in just about 10 minutes here on KMOX. Talk about the Billikens 3-0 start. Certainly there's been some good back-to-back 100-point outings. First time in program history St. Louis has ever scored 100 points or more in back-to-back games, including a Chaffetz Arena record 66 points in the second half last night of a 199-66 win over Lindenwood. That's 109-66 over Lindenwood. But on the other hand, the Billikens turned the ball over 20 times last night, including 16 of them in the first half, and they have 50 turnovers in just three games. That puts them 325th in the country out of 350 odd teams that are in Division One. So there are certainly some things to work on there for the Billikens, and Josh Schertz has been very clear about that. He has not always loved the way the offense is run. There have been times when he has been had concerned about the selfishness. Certainly he's been concerned about the turnovers, but we saw this last year, and we'll talk about this, that his system is sometimes one of enough nuance that it's a little bit difficult for kids to pick it up right away. And unfortunately, well, fortunately or unfortunately, it doesn't really matter. For better or worse, we live in a world where there's tremendously more turnover now in college basketball rosters from year to year than there was, you know, even 5 or 10 years ago, let alone 20 or 30 years ago. And as a result, systems have to be within the ability of kids to pick them up more quickly, because you can't rely on veterans who are going to be in the program for 2, 3, 4 years necessarily, because you know, you just don't have very many of those guys. As it is right now, Robbie Avila is really the only guy who's been with Josh Schertz for more than 2 years, because he was with him at Indiana State and now in his second year with him here in St. Louis. So we'll talk to Coach Schertz about that, and maybe if he has made changes, if so, what kind of adjustments he's made, what's different about coaching a team in the portal era, especially as somebody who's known as more of an X's and O's guy who's a little bit sophisticated at the offensive end of the floor. We'll talk to Amy Markscores about the St. Louis Blues. Hockey Amy, as Kevin Wheeler said, at 6:35. That is not quite such a good start. Just 5 wins out of 16 for the Blues, though hardly insurmountable at this point. They are at the bottom in 8th place in the Central Division, but they're only 6 points behind the Blackhawks, who are in 3rd place, which is that last spot that would be guaranteed into the playoffs with the top three from the division. So certainly the Blues have not done enough yet to put themselves fully behind the eight ball, but they have cut their work out for the remainder of the season at this point. Kind of, we talked about this a little bit in a baseball context at times with Kevin Wheeler, that it's really about how you've changed the rest of the season, right? Put it in a football context because there are fewer games, so it's easier. If you start the season, let's say you need to go 10-7 to make the playoffs in the NFL. If you start the season 3-0, well, now you only need to go 7-7. You know, that what you get for that work is you only need to be 500 the rest of the way to still make the playoffs, when before the season, thought you were going to have to win 10 out of 17 games. The Blues are kind of in that situation now. If you put a number on here's how many wins, here's how many points the Blues are going to need before the season, and therefore here's how many points per game they need, that points per game number has gone up considerably. There's no way around that. But it's also not at all insurmountable, only 16 games into the season. St. Louis City hired sporting director Corey Ray last week. He's going to be waiting on a work permit because he's Canadian, but we'll talk about him. The first new sporting director in St. Louis City history, the second overall. Lutz Pfannenstiel let go during this past season. I think it was in August that they made his departure official. Corey Ray, very successful as the general manager of Columbus Crew 2, the second team in Columbus, where he was the 2022 MLS Next Pro Executive of the Year, spent time as an assistant GM in Toronto, and then had kind of a more nebulous role most recently in Montreal, where he handled soccer-related stuff. He wasn't necessarily the final decision-maker. It was a little bit unclear exactly the technicalities of that role, but Ray now in St. Louis as the sporting director. Of course, a team still without a head coach. We'll talk about Ray's addition. We'll talk about the head coach search. We'll talk about contracts, guys coming back, guys not coming back with Jen Cease in the second hour. We're going to talk about a few other things as well without guests, one of them being the two Cleveland Guardians relief pitchers, most notably all-star closer Emmanuel Clase, indicted on gambling-related charges this week in the Eastern District of New York, and kind of what that says about them, what kind of decision-making was going on there, and the changes that we are already seeing in baseball and that we're likely to see over the long term with a lot of these kind of gambling-related investigations unfolding around sports. Little Mizzou football as well. The Tigers coming off a 3-touchdown loss to Texas A&M over the weekend, a third loss this season. Certainly it eliminates Mizzou for all intents and purposes from the college football playoff conversation, but at the same time, it's been a season full of adversity for Missouri this year, down to starting Matt Zollers, his first career start, the true freshman third-string quarterback, because of the opener injury to Sam Horn, who would have been likely slated to be the backup, but was still at the time engaged in a quarterback competition with Bo Prabula, and then the dislocated ankle that Prabula suffered against Vanderbilt in Missouri's very disappointing loss down in Nashville a couple of weeks ago that certainly ended his regular season, likely ended his 2025 altogether, and is at least part of the reason Missouri lost to the undefeated Aggies of Texas A&M, but probably not the only reason. Pretty unlikely that even with a healthy Prabula, Missouri's overcoming that sort of deficit to win against A&M this weekend. All of that and more is coming up on Graybar Sports Open Line this evening. Josh Schertz, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens men's basketball team, will be with us after the break on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Try to beat him into the front court, couldn't, and it scoops it up for Kellen Thames. Flight zero, takeoff, jam time!
Did he go reverse? He went reverse?
Well, he went up with the left hand and kind of spun as he got there.
That was our own Bob Ramsey and Earl Austin Jr. on the call here on KMOX during the 109-66 victory for St. Louis over Lindenwood last night. Kellen Thames back on the floor for the Billikens. Certainly everybody happy to see that. And we are happy to have the second-year head coach of the Bills, Josh Schertz, joining us now on Graybar Sports Open Line. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How's things with you?
We are great. Nate Gatter here in for Matt Pauly. Coach, let's start with Kellen Thames, since he was the subject of that highlight. Obviously, there was so much uncertainty around his medical situation last year and when and even if he was going to be able to get back on the court. I mean, what a boost he has provided for you guys. His energy, his athleticism, his skill set. Kid's averaging 13 points in 17 minutes so far this year.
Yeah, you'll take that kind of production. I think he might be the most productive player in the country on a per minute basis, 9 steals as well, you know, so averaging 3 steals a night, you know, a couple of assists a night. He just, you know, he's such a great kid. It was obviously really heartbreaking what happened, you know, last year, you know, 4 games in. I think he was averaging right around 15 points and 7.5 rebounds a game and playing great basketball. And then, you know, the cramp started with that Quinnipiac game in game 5. He never really could recover. We shut him down in early January, but he was never the same, a shell of himself. So it's great to see him back, great to see him playing. I think the way this team is constructed really helps him because it gets him, you know, he can play, kind of empty his tank, get a rest, come back and do it again. And then just the way that the transition, he's just so elite, you know, on the open floor, and this team gives him an opportunity to, I think, really play to his strengths. And Kellen's a guy that, you know, special kid and a terrific player, great competitor. And, you know, there's no bigger roar in Chaffetz than when Kellen Thames is making a big-time play. It's always awesome to see.
Yeah, certainly. Do you see this as kind of his role for the rest of the year then, where he's probably playing in somewhat shorter spurts and emptying the tank and coming back in? Or do you think there's a possibility that he, as he gets built up, could return to something more along the lines of a typical starter's kind of rotation minutes where he could push into the mid-20s or beyond?
Yeah, I think it's TBD. You know, I think, you know, we're just kind of like taking as we go. You know, certainly the goal would be to get him up to as, you know, as many minutes as he can handle. You know, I think there's a a capstone, you know, right now where like he hits his point and we got to get him out and then he can refuel and you know, redo his tank. And he's got to do a lot of things away from the court. You know, in terms of his eating and hydration, not just, you know, water, you know, but certainly make it ensure that he's got, you know, the right type of minerals and he's doing, you know, there's a wide variety of things. He's got a lot on his plate to make sure he's getting himself ready to play. And we've got a whole team working with him to make sure that happens. But the hope is that, yeah, as the season goes on, that we can add more minutes to it, you know, and I think as the competition level raises, you know, that hopefully the more of Kellen Thames, always the better for the Billikens.
Speaking of guys who have been off to good starts, Amari McCautry, an ultra-efficient 23 points last night, a career high for him. He added 9 rebounds in the win over Lindenwood. What have you seen from McCautry so far that you liked?
Yeah, I just think he's taken a huge step forward in his growth. He's a more mature player. He's a more confident player. You know, he's a more... you know, a guy more, you know, in tune with what he needs to do to impact winning. He makes more winning plays. He's got such great feel around the basket. He's such a physical, confrontational driver. You know, he's got the tools to be a great rebounder. I think, you know, he shows it in spurts. Want to see him, you know, go into the glass offensively and defensively the way he did at times last night. But his ability to attack the rim, he can finish with either hand. He's got amazing touch. In and around the basket, you know, he can pass. He does a good job of finding guys, you know, and then defensively his versatility, guards 1 through 5. You know, not only is he 6'6", he's got a 7'1" wingspan and allows him to take on so many different challenges. And so he can touch the game in a lot of ways, similar to Kellen. There's this great versatility for him in terms of the ability to put his fingerprints on winning and do it on both ends of the floor. And in a lot of different ways, and he's as versatile, kind of our Swiss Army knife on our team in terms of all the things he's doing. He's starting to shoot the ball a little more confident, so really excited about what he's bringing to the table, and certainly, you know, I think he's just scratching the surface of what he's going to be. He's got, you know, there's a huge gap for him between, you know, where he is and what he's capable of, and as that gap gets bridged, man, can he, you know, do some special things.
You guys have been explosive in transition and at the offensive end of the floor so far this year. The back-to-back 100-point outings, first time in program history that's ever happened. 66 points in the second half against Lindenwood last night, a Chaffetz Arena record. You must be thrilled with how your guys are getting up and down the floor and the kind of entertaining brand of basketball that yields.
Yeah, I think our pace has been great. You know, we've got to be at times, we gotta bring the organization. And we talk about, you know, pace is great. But it's pace with organization, pace with discipline, pace with rhythm. That's really hard to guard. You know, I think last night, you know, first half we were wild with the ball. We had 43 points. We had 16 turnovers. Second half we really, you know, we ran much more coherent offense. Played every bit as fast. The goal is we want to play with unbelievable pace. And I think we've shown in all three games and in the two, you know, Iowa and Bradley before that, that pace is hard to keep up with over a 40-minute period. You know, I mean, maybe first half, but, you know, second half we're seeing our ability to get in a guy's legs and we're getting some easier plays at the rim. And so, but it's continuing to play with that pace. I think it's an entertaining brand of basketball. People are seeing us, you know, in transition, our guys at all the time, you know, exception to maybe the end of the Chicago State game, have played exceptionally hard. They try to play the right way and you know, it's just continue as we work, as we move forward, you know, bringing that organization, bringing that discipline to the pace, which is going to allow us to really function at our highest level offensively. That's the thing with this team, you know, you're most excited about, at least from my seat, is, you know, I think we're kind of like Amari, we're just scratching the surface of how good we can be, particularly on that end of the floor. And I think there's a lot more in terms of growth and development for us to get where we're capable of being.
You alluded to the organization. Obviously, the turnovers are part of that. 20 of them last night, 16 in the first half, 50 over the first three games. What do you see as the most important points of emphasis to kind of combine those things and continue with some of that urgency, much the way you did in the second half, to your point, with only 4 turnovers and 66 points in the second half? How do you play at high speed while also taking care of the basketball and being organized?
Yeah, it's obviously the most elusive thing, right? It's you know, if it was easy, everybody do it. You know, I think that's the piece of understanding spacing, understanding we don't have to, you know, if it's not there, being okay. A lot of our turnovers last night were, you know, we drove the ball into the teeth of defense. We could have got off the ball earlier and kicked it. We kept trying to go in the teeth of defense. Some of it is, you know, guys trying to hit home runs, you know, trying to make spectacular plays, understanding that singles will do it, understanding that, you know, as we push the ball and if the defense is back and set, then it's an opportunity to get to our motion offense and get to our flow and work the defense and break them down. And there's a difference, like I said, you know, being fast, being careless, being fast, being reckless. Then, you know, there's no point in pace. You know, the pace is only really effective when you have those, you know, the organizational piece and the discipline piece and, you know, discipline and taking care of the ball, discipline in your shot selection. And so I think that's, you know, that's our big challenge. We got to go better work. Part of it too, I think, you know, a little bit is, you know, as we get into playing, the competition level raises. I thought our most coherent offense of the season so far was in our first game against Iowa. And mainly because Iowa, you know, we couldn't just, you know, run the ball down their backs. They were able to get back and get set, and they made us work. We still scored a ton of points, but we got it more through layering our offense. And I think, you know, as the competition level raises starting Saturday night, I think our ability to layer offense, our ability to get to next actions and really work into the clock a little bit is going to be challenged. And, you know, I'm excited to see our guys respond, and I think they will. I think we have the tools to be an elite offensive team. I mean, obviously we're averaging 103 points, but I think we can do some special things against high-level competition. I think the competition is going to help take us there.
Billikens head coach Josh Schertz is with us on KMOX. Just a couple more for you, Coach. You mentioned the motion offense and getting into it in a half court. You know, you're known for as a guy who does pretty sophisticated things at the offensive end of the floor. How much has the transfer portal and the fact that you have a lot of new players every year, and that's just going to be the world we're living in for the foreseeable future, how does that change what you do offensively or the way you have to teach it, knowing that you just have fewer guys in your huddle on day one of practice who already know what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, of course, I think, you know, the when you have, you know, we call it corporate knowledge, but you got guys in your program, you have continuity. I think it can allow you to you still don't, you know, you still go back to basics, but you can advance your curriculum much faster, right? Because guys understand, you know, what they're doing, and so you're not skipping steps, but you can move through stuff quicker. Now you're still, you know, starting at the same base point, but you got to take longer to move through it. You know, you're not getting to the advanced curriculum stuff till later on in the season, but you're seeing, like, I think, you know, that's the key part here for us. You know, is our ability to hopefully over time retain guys. You gotta recruit a really high level. You gotta develop the players you have, and you gotta retain them. And when you look at year two, Amari McCautry, year two, Kellen Thames, you know, you're seeing these guys make these jumps. And I think it's important, you know, in that to see, like, these guys over time are, you know, vastly improved. Kuluan is a vastly improved player, though he's redshirting. You know, so we're seeing guys make that jump. But, you know, I think you have to, you know, you have to meet the team where it is. This team's strengths are totally different. You know, I've got to certainly coach it in a way that, you know, accentuates this group's strengths, minimizes and mitigates the vulnerabilities, and tries to put us in the best position on both ends of the floor to play basketball that works for this group, which will be totally different than what worked for last year's group, because last year's group was obviously its own separate entity. So you certainly got to, you know, can't advance the curriculum as quickly, but if you have some high IQ guys, they can maybe pick it up. And then part of it is, you know, again, just making sure that we're doing the right things, and we'll continue to layer things on as the season goes. And so we're probably not nearly as advanced as we were in my D2 days. We had everybody for 5 years, and a lot of my guys were third and fourth year guys, but we're certainly, hopefully, by the end of the year, going to get there.
Last one for you, kind of big picture, because you know, you mentioned that preseason scrimmage against Iowa, and that certainly is a game that got a lot of attention around social media circles when the score was reported. Maybe in part because at that stage of the year, everybody's looking for any morsel, and in part because this is a schedule that's true for a lot of kind of really high-end mid-majors like St. Louis and, you know, the Daytons and the high-end A-10 teams, where it's hard to get non-conference games against high-major opponents, right? You guys are going to have one against either Minnesota or Stanford, the second game in Palm Desert the day after Thanksgiving. But other than that, there aren't any non-conference games against power conference opponents. How frustrating is it right now? Because we've heard plenty of coaches around the country talk about this. Being a team that's often where those A-10 teams are, somewhere between maybe, you know, 40 and 70 in the net rankings, those high-end A-10 teams, trying to get themselves games against power conference opposition where those schools are saying, you know, I'm not sure we're seeing the net rating upside of playing you guys.
Yeah, it's you know, obviously extremely frustrating. You know, Ben and I, Ben McCollum at Iowa and I are good friends going back to our D2 days. And, you know, Ben was happy to come here and scrimmage us, would not have been happy to come here and play us or play us in a neutral. You know, we've talked about, you know, we would certainly be open to neutral game or home and homes with, you know, Missouri or any of the teams, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, Kansas State, you name it, you know, we'd do it. But it is, you know, what they're trying to do, which I understand, it doesn't mean it's good for the game, but, you know, the every league is trying to figure out ways to maximize their bids, and the high majors, if they can, their job is to, you know, if the SEC is getting 14, well, the Big Ten wants to get 15 bids, and, you know, the Big 12 wants to get every team in, and the ACC and the Big East, and, you know, how do we do that? Well, the best way in their minds to do that is to, you know, to freeze out the leagues like ours, like the Mountain West, you know, like the American, where you got these, you know, I don't know where we fit in that. I don't know if it's high major, minus, mid major, plus, who knows. But as best they can, freeze those leagues out, and you do that by not playing. And the way the net works, and I think that's part of like where it has to be looked at, is, you know, your best pathway to getting bids, at large bids, is to play quad one and quad four games. And you got to win your quad four games by a significant amount. And then you got to, you know, split your quad one games. And then, you know, you go to your league. And so we're not getting those opportunities at the same level that it was. People say, well, you know, years ago they played this team and this team and this team. Well, you know, years ago we didn't have the net. And years ago is not today. And so I'd love to see them look at, you know, recalibrating the tournament, recalibrating the metrics. You know, we're going to try to keep working. Part of our deal is we've got to get good enough that those teams want to play us, whether that's in Chaffetz or neutral, right? We got to get good enough that people look at us and go, man, that's a quality game. So Marquette, you know, obviously I'm good friends with Shaka or Dusty May at Michigan or Nate Oates at Alabama, guys I'm close with, go, hey, you know, we want to play you. And we want to play you, not just, you know, buy you to come here, but we want to play you on a neutral or in a home and home series or a 2-for-1 series. We go there twice. You know, we'd be open to all that, but, you know, the high majors are doing the best they can to freeze those teams out, trying to stay in the quad four, quad one, and play other power four teams, other power five teams, so they don't put themselves in jeopardy of, you know, of losing. And so if that Iowa game was a regular season game, you know, that obviously, you know, would be a much bigger difference than, you know, than it being, you know, behind closed doors. And so we saw it when I was at Indiana State in the NIT. You know, we started off with SMU, Minnesota, Cincinnati at home, and we won all three of those games. And, you know, there's a reason those teams don't go on the road and play.
I think that's probably right. Coach, we appreciate your time and your candor, as always. Thanks a lot for being here.
I appreciate it, Nate. Thanks so much. Have a good night.
You too. That's Josh Schertz, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens men's basketball team. And I will say the last bit that, you know, and I'm not putting any words in his mouth. I think even if Coach Schertz thought this, he probably would be too classy to say it. There are a lot of folks in the high major conferences in Division I. This is administrators. This is coaches who have forgotten what college basketball and who have forgotten even what the NCAA tournament is about, right? Who will tell you to your face that the NCAA tournament should be expanded and that we should be getting more high major teams in and that the goal in the NCAA tournament should be to get those little teams out as fast as possible so that we can play real basketball. That's what people want. And it's just wrong. I think that's what they want. I don't think they're lying. I don't think they're doing it deliberately to be nefarious, but they're just wrong. And a lot of people, unfortunately, at the top end of college basketball are just completely out of touch with what makes college basketball great, what in particular makes the NCAA tournament great for the average college basketball fan, and maybe even more importantly, when you get to the tournament, the casual sports fan who doesn't love college basketball, pays a little attention, and then watches in March, because everybody watches in March, because March Madness is maybe, outside of the Super Bowl, the most quintessentially American sporting event. And what makes it so great is that the minnows can beat the sharks, right? And the sharks just don't even want to be in the same water as the minnows anymore, and that's really, really frustrating. So hopefully we can find ways to take steps in the right direction. Josh Schertz with us, the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens, off to a high-scoring 3-0 start. We're late for Amy Mark scores, but she works here, so she can't really say anything about it. Amy Mark scores talking St. Louis Blues after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Nate Gatter back with you on Graybar Sports Open Line in for Matt Pauly this evening. And after we talked to Josh Schertz, head coach of the St. Louis Billikens, about his team's excellent 3-0 start, we turned to the St. Louis Blues, off to very much a not excellent start. Just 5 wins from their first 16 games, 8 losses in regulation, 3 in overtime. And that brings us to Amy Mark scores, our own Amy Mark scores of KMOX. You hear her with Chris Ranji during the daytime here on KMOX, and she moonlights, I was told, according to Kevin Wheeler, as Hockey Amy, her alter ego. How much truth is there to that?
There's an enormous amount of truth. It might be completely true, Nate.
That was my feeling, is that he seemed like he was telling the truth. And she's angry, Hockey Amy, because we kept her waiting about 5 minutes later than we were supposed to. So God knows what we're headed to. The Blues drop the puck tonight in, what, about 15 minutes, maybe a little later than that, since the NHL refuses to start on time, against the Calgary Flames, the only team in the Western Conference with fewer points than the Blues so far this year. Can you kind of walk me through how the Blues have ended up in this situation where they have have certainly underplayed expectations so far.
Well, we don't have a ton of time for that. No, I mean, you know, the Blues have put themselves in this position because, as Coach Jim Montgomery has said, one, they weren't showing up to play. They were starting the games late in the sense that why they came out of the gate flat, I don't know. I mean, I don't mean just coming out of the season flat, but the beginning of the game, the first puck drop to the second period, the third period, and so forth. Yeah, they were coming out flat. Or they would come out with a good start, score a couple of goals, and then somehow sit back on their heels. And, you know, when you're looking at this team and the way they've had kind of an uninspired performance for most of the games, you have some good victories. Their win against the Edmonton Oilers, they looked great and reminds you what the ceiling could be. But they've just played poorly where at times they're scrambling in their defensive zone. At times they weren't connecting in the neutral zone with passes, so they couldn't break out. They had a lot of neutral zone turnovers. In the offensive zone, they couldn't get pucks through to the net. And so I guess if we can focus on some of the self-inflicted wounds that led to the objectively wrong call when it came to goalie interference in that last game against the Seattle Kraken, when the Blues gave up their lead with a half a second left in the game in the third period, which of course all kind of triggered all of us who watched them lose game seven against the Winnipeg Jets in the playoffs. But you go back to that half a second when I believe there was goalie interference. I won't break it down, but it checked all the boxes. But the thing is, that's not why they lost the game. They lost the game because of failed clearing attempts. There were multiple times when the Blues in their own defensive zone could have cleared the puck, and they didn't. Jim Montgomery brought up their offensive zone blue line turnovers. Well, you hang out in the offensive zone a few seconds longer, then it doesn't come down to the wire in that sense with the Calgary Flames able to sustain pressure in the D zone and 6-on-5. And so, you know, it's little things. It's, like I said, messy breakouts, neutral zone turnovers. I'm not sure why, Nate, that they came out so strong in that first period and really had a dud of a second. And then in the third, played even but gave it up.
You mentioned being a little bit triggered by that goal with half a second. I was actually watching that game from the KMOX studio in the bowels of Busch Stadium, and was, when the goal went in, was speaking live on the Cardinals radio network about something unrelated. You know, I'm talking about the Cardinals, and had to not react to that goal going in, and it was very hard. I mean, that's probably the closest I've ever come to swearing on network radio. and I'm not saying I was right on the edge, but it could have slipped out. So, you know, certainly we all feel that. Let's look ahead then to tonight, and obviously an opportunity playing against at home against a team that has just 4 wins so far this year out of 17. This must be the kind of game where, again, you're testing them against how can they start then, right? You want to see a really strong first period and asserting themselves right away rather than messing around in a game that should be winnable.
I mean, you do, right? Obviously, you want to have that good, strong start. The problem is they've had a couple of good starts, and then they manage a way to give up that lead. It was just a few games ago they were up 4-0 and they lost. And so I think it goes back to this whack-a-mole where if the fans don't have confidence in the Blues' ability to win, the Blues actually don't have confidence at times on the ice. The Blues have said it's not the goaltending, right? They're like, we have left our goaltenders out to dry. And in many ways they have. They haven't given up a lot of chances in the defensive zone, but the chances they've given up have been grade A scoring chances. You might stop, let's see, what team was it where just a few games ago? I think they didn't let up a shot on goal for 11 minutes straight. But then the next 3 shots, one was an odd man rush and 2 were breakaways. I mean, and those can really come back to haunt you. And yes, the goaltending has not been great. Joel Hofer will say that. Jordan Binnington will say that. We know what their ceilings can be, and we've kind of seen the floor. We saw Hofer start to turn that around. We need Bennington to turn it around. We know he can. We saw who he can be when he won the Cup. We saw who he could be when he won the Four Nations tournament last winter. So I say that because some of these points, these pinch points where you've seen things going wrong for the Blues, they really need to tie them all up. Because if you fix three of the four, that fourth one can still come to bite you, and it has in several of their losses.
Amy, we appreciate it as always. Certainly an opportunity tonight. The Blues have beaten the Flames seven times in a row and in 16 of their last 19 meetings. So if they're going to turn it around, why not start tonight, huh?
You have to start tonight, Nate.
Got to start sometime, that's for sure.
Against the very worst team at home, you have to win tonight, full stop.
Amy Markscores of KMOX with us talking Blues. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Thanks, Nate.
You can hear Amy with Chris Raji every day right here on KMOX. We'll take a break. When we return, we'll wrap up this first hour talking a little bit about the St. Louis City app introducing AI. If you didn't see that, we'll touch on that. And then we'll get ahead into the second hour. We'll talk real St. Louis City with Jen Cease, Mizzou football, Cleveland Guardians pitchers indicted, all that and more. Sports Open Line here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Once again, Nate Gatter on KMOX filling in for Matt Pauley on Graybar Sports Open Line this evening. If you missed anything from this first hour, including our visits with Amy Markscores talking St. Louis Blues and with the head coach of the St. Louis Billikens men's basketball team, Josh Schertz, talking about his 3-0 ball club coming off a 109-66 win over Lindenwood. You can go back and hear that on the free Odyssey app, where you can always hear us streaming live. You can also use that talkback feature to get in touch. You can tweet us, you can call us, you can comment on our streams. You can do anything you want to get involved in the conversation. That conversation now has taken us to St. Louis City's app, which you've probably used if you've gone to a game. It's a place where they have tickets. You can order food. You can get directions around the stadium, what have you. Last week, St. Louis City announced the addition of Ace, an ambient AI engine, to the City app. And this would be pretty innocuous, right? Everybody's getting into AI. That's the thing that we all want to do to prove that we're hip and technologically advanced and whatever. Except that this is coming from the most environmentally friendly club in St. Louis. They can't stop talking about how environmentally friendly they are. Environmental damage from AI is difficult to quantify, but scientists at University of California, Riverside estimated each 100-word AI prompt is estimated to use approximately one bottle of water. As a result, AI data centers consume millions or even billions of gallons of valuable fresh water every year, depending on the size of the data center. Certainly, collectively, they consume billions and billions. And this is coming from St. Louis City, a club that has touted its Goal Zero sustainability mission that commits to zero waste at Energizer Park, eliminating single-use plastics in their food and beverage packaging, even using low-flow toilets to conserve water. This is coming from St. Louis City, the club that offered to sell you a team mug from Yeti. By the way, the capital O, official sustainability partner of the club, for $80 for the stated purpose of reducing waste. What is the use case for this AI? City already has an app. Who do the city marketing people think is the audience for this? The audience that supposedly uses a team app wants it to tell them where to buy food and where to find a bathroom and who will be in the starting 11, but who doesn't know how to click a button to find that information and instead has to type a full sentence in to ask an AI. It is not quicker. It is not easier. It is not more intuitive for a less than tech-savvy older fan. It is just blindly following a vapid corporate buzzword to seem cutting edge. And St. Louis City, of all teams, should be ashamed. Second hour after this on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.